Good morning, we're continuing Hilchos Shabbos Klal Tes. We're talking about the halachas of Groma, and we gave many caveats to when Lechaz Mal Shabbos converts a Groma into a Maisim. So one of the examples which we come back to multiple times is the idea of this becomes the a standard, not the standard. There are many ways of doing something, but this is one of the valid ways of doing something that converts it into Lechaz Mal Shabbos and becomes a Maisim versus a Groma. So this is the underlying problem which the Poskim had with the concept of what's known as the Groma switch. The Groma switch becomes part of the system, the same way we all understand, for example, that we know there's a concept of Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni, and Koyach Sheni is considered a Groma, not a Maisa. So let's say you have a machine, the Chazanis says, you have a machine which you started, but then it cycles on its own. The cycling is done by itself. So in that situation, what is the halakha in that situation? The fact that the cycling is done by itself, that's the Koyach Sheni. That's not you anymore. So because that's not you anymore, it's a Koyach Sheni, it should be considered a Groma. Everything with the which is subsequently done. Chazanish says, no, that since that's how the machine works, first you start it off and then it continues on its own, and it generates energy back into the system and cycles around and around, that's considered your Maisa. That's not considered a Groma. He feels that undermines every case of Groma switch. Now, what would be the redeeming factor of the Groma switch? The fact that there is a time lapse. Even though there is, becomes the standard way of doing it, there's an action which results, which is nicker. The person's intending to accomplish it. So those all the criteria seem to be met. But the fact is there is a time lapse. Many times the time lapse is not obvious to people. So he argues in that situation that's going to be irrelevant. So internally, there's some time lapse, but we don't know. We don't know how these machines work, when they start, when they don't start. Person argues on the concept of Groma, is if internally something is happening immediately, which sets the Groma in motion, but part of the system is that there's a time lapse, but there's something immediate, which is that it picks up the sensory perception of your first action, which is to set the Groma in motion, which eventually accomplished something. So there's something accomplished immediately. So this is the challenge we have with the concept of a Groma switch. The purpose of a Groma switch is to try and situations of chayli, etc., where we can deal with chayli, shein b'hem sakana. If we can downgrade it to groma makam hapsir, makam chayli would be mutter. If we can downgrade it to a case, so we can find ways to do many malachas for the chayli, which we would not be able, who are ein b'hem sakana, which we would not be able to accomplish otherwise. So that is the challenge. Was that? Going back to the regular situation of the car, for example, a person presses on the gas pedal, and that sets in motion many different linkages which accomplish until the actual spark, which takes place inside of the combustion chamber, inside of the engine, which that is the malacha of Havora. The spark then causes the gasoline to ignite and explode, which then moves the piston. So that all is taking place internally. It's after multiple steps, but that becomes the system. A person takes a gun and hits the basic hand revolver. He pulls the trigger. The trigger hits a hammer. The hammer hits an anvil, hits a piece of metal. It makes a spark. The spark ignites the gunpowder, and the gunpowder shoots out the bullet. So all he did really was cause a spark, which caused the explosion of the gunpowder, which caused the bullet to move. You could call that a Groma. We don't call that a Groma. We call that's all part of how the system works. And that everybody agrees to. If this is how the machine is set up to work, that becomes the system. That becomes normalized as a Maisa. So these some of the challenges which we have in the world of Gromas. I want to talk about, go back to Shabbos elevators and maybe talk about, we touched a little bit upon the person's walking past sensors which cause lights to go on, etc., which is arguably the approach to it as a through groma, is that a valid argument or not? Have a good day.